Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day. Myself, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Wellness Wednesday. Michael Bailey also with me. I was on his show this last half hour.
That's true. You were the show. I was kind of ancillary. It was kind of nice.
I enjoyed it, actually. It was fun.
You know,
anytime.
I mean,
I'm always here, anytime.
Well, John, you get on and you say you could do it without me, and I'm like, go for it. I'll just kind of listen in. If you say something wrong,
I'll jump in
and be like, hey, John, so you might want to amend that sentence.
It was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, so do you podcast those? How do you do that?
So I'll download the... and I'll put them on my website.
Okay. So if you guys want to listen to that one, feel free to go back and listen. We had a good time today. So
yeah.
What's your website?
It is mblawllc.com.
Okay. mblawllc.com. Yesterday's impossible question, by the way. Andy, actually, Charlie got right. About 6,000 newborn babies had this in common. What is it? They were born in a car.
Aha.
So Andy was right yesterday, Charlie. So good job, Andy, if you're listening. Today's impossible question. Answers on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 20% of office workers have one of these in their desks. What is it? And the hint is Health and Wellness Wednesday. So 20% of office workers have one of these in their desks. What is it? Charlie says a toothbrush.
Ooh. That is an interesting one. I like that.
I don't know.
See, Charlie, I have a toothbrush in my computer bag that I carry with me, which is my mobile office.
So maybe
I'm one of the 20%. I don't know.
It's not a high number, so Charlie, you could very well be right. 20%. You know what? You're probably right. 20% probably do have something hygiene related.
It's possible.
I guess you could say it that way. So, okay, I'll answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We'll get the answer tomorrow. Again, Michael's with me here for the first, 10 or 15 minutes of the show. We'll let him go during this first commercial break that we have here in a few minutes. Real quick before we talk to you, though, Rush Limbaugh, for everybody that maybe doesn't know, you live in a cave somewhere. Rush Limbaugh passed away early this morning. His wife went on his show today and announced that. I'll talk a little bit about that as we go through the show today. But for all of you that, especially conservatives, liberals, are lamenting the fact that he passed away, which is actually just sort of sick and twisted all by itself. But, Rush really did a lot when it comes to talk radio. In fact, I will tell you that I'm not sure myself or Michael, either one, would be on air doing what we do today had Rush Limbaugh not paved the way for a lot of that throughout these last, 30-plus years, roughly. Has it been 40 years, Charlie, or 30 years? 30 years, roughly, I want to say. Had he not done some of the things, Michael, we probably wouldn't be here.
It's true. And I was fortunate enough to go to Dan's Bake Sale up in Fort Collins.
Oh, you were?
I grew up in Fort Collins, so...
Really?
I was a teenager when Dan's Bake Sale happened up in Fort Collins, where it went from being the silly have a bake sale to the big giant thing, and Rush showed up, and I mean, it was...
That's cool.
I mean, we go to the New West Fest up there. We'll go to Taste of Fort Collins. man, Dad's Bake Sale was just fun.
That's awesome. Okay, I didn't know you had done that. Good for you. So yeah, Rush died today. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. And you know, to die the way Rush did, that's actually a really hard, you know, lung cancer is what he passed away from. That's tough. And I can only imagine what his last, you know, few weeks were like, and it's just not, again, not good. We'll talk more about that as we go through the show today. But Michael, one thing we talked about in your show just a few minutes ago, we sort of ended up, and that is there's this misconception, number one, that, you know, who needs a will and who doesn't. We'll cover that maybe in just a second. But there's this misconception that rich people have lots of cash.
Right. You know, apparently they're, you know, I referenced Scrooge McDuck on my show, where he's, you know, he swims through all of the, and I'm like, yeah, the physics of that doesn't really work. Mm-mm. But then, you know, in between shows, we're talking about Pablo Escobar. Pablo Escobar had a whole bunch of cash too. Why? Because he sold cocaine.
And there's nowhere else.
And there's nowhere else to put it. So you might as well have stacks of cash.
And believe me, those guys are also pretty smart. They're not, despite what most people might think, they're not dumb.
Right.
If he had another place to put the cash and make more money with it, they would. Their issue is they don't.
Right.
So they live in cash.
Right. I mean, he's got a big, he had a big, huge house and
compound,
all that kind of stuff.
But I guess you could say.
Yes. Compound, retreat, yeah,
whatever.
You know, mountainside.
Well,
hillside.
You were even saying when it comes to, you know, Colorado and marijuana and what's happened here in regards to, you know, when it first started here, it was, you know, medical only, then recreation. And let's face it, there's a lot of folks in this state that have made pretty good money off of that industry. Yet, federally, it's hard for them to do anything with their cash and banks and so on.
Right.
So you were saying they've done other things.
If you put cash in, if your money came from marijuana and you put cash in a bank, the federal government can come and seize that money if they find out where it's from.
So where do they put it?
So they will buy houses.
Ah.
You buy real estate.
So maybe that's why our real estate market's been pretty good here for a while.
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt. And, you know, as long as it's keeping my real estate prices up and yours, we might as well, right? I mean, if I was trying to buy right now, I don't think I'd be quite as cavalier in my attitude. But yeah, there's many people who are, I mean, you know, when we went to buy a house, you know, the real estate agent was telling us about how we didn't want to be house poor, so that all of our money was going to a house. Like, yes, but then there's people like my parents who paid $104,000 for their house that's now worth $575,000. And what did they do to have that increase? They lived there for 30 years.
Yeah, I that's not me, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm one of those where I want to cash out of that, go to the next one, cash out of that, go to the next one, and keep building that equity as time goes by. I have a different philosophy on that than most.
Right. They just happen to have, they've lived in the same house for 30-some-odd years. You know?
And good for them, by the way.
Yeah.
And there's some folks out there, that's great.
My room is now a food storage room and has a treadmill in it. So I'm apparently not.
You're not that important.
Not super welcome back at home, and I'm cool. You know, I can visit, but you know, it's not a place for me to live, which is fine. I've got my own house, and I'm good with that.
Good point. It's not yours anymore.
It's their house.
For those of you listening, by the way, if you want to talk to Michael, it's really easy. 720-394-6887. I know we spent the last half hour talking back and forth with Michael, but some of you may have not heard that. And I will encourage you, go back and listen to that podcast, that half hour, because we had a lot of fun and really talked about some things that are near and dear to me. And really, it is those of you that are listening that don't have an estate plan, you don't have a will. I've experienced personally too many times people, you know, claiming they had all of that done and then passing away and not, and knowing the mess that it leaves behind. And it literally is, Michael, a mess.
Right. And I tell people, I'm like, get it done. If you need to change it and we need to update it, we can change it and update it. But, you know, I have a friend who I wrote her estate plan, and she referred me to another friend who called me a couple of weeks ago, and was going to try to stop by the hospital, see if I could get something done for his mom. His mom ended up passing away that day. And so he calls me back. He's like, well, you know, we need to do this and this, and we want to split it up 60 to my sister and 40% and 20% here and 20% here. And I'm like, well, here's the deal. Based on the intestate rules, which is to die without a will, it gets split up equally. Now, once it gets split up equally and it gets given to you,
you guys do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. You can pass it on. Right. So if you have an estate plan and it's not 100% what you want at this exact moment, it's what you wanted 6 months ago, and then you die and what you wanted 6 months ago, great. By all means, you've got something in place. You can you get things distributed. You want to true it up. You want to figure it out between yourselves. By all means, do that. But if you don't have anything, can I say that on air? all heck will break loose.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. It's again, folks, it becomes
Charlie is
a
heck
mess.
An acceptable word Heck's for an acceptable word, KLZ yes. Radio.
Yeah, we are fine.
We are fine. Heck is not good.
You could probably say the other one and be okay. But anyways,
yeah.
No.
But I didn't want to upset Mr. Crawford.
It's just a nightmare, folks.
Right.
So again, give Michael a call. I know he's up next here. You'll hear his spot in just a moment. 720-394-6887. Your website one more time where they can find that podcast.
Is MB Law LLC for Michael Bailey Law. Or actually MichaelBaileyLawLLC.com will take you there too.
Okay, perfect.
Either way.
Michael, it's a joy, as always.
Yep.
Appreciate you being around. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Again, Michael's up next. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Register now for a free workshop with KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey. Thursday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m., dinner included. Reserve your seat at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, Novus Auto Glass is next, folks. And at Novus, they want to make sure that you can see clearly. And, you know, a lot of times we just sort of get used to looking through the same glass all the time, not even realizing how hazy, if you would, or foggy, if you would, it's gotten. So replace that glass today. They work with all insurance companies if you have glass insurance, and if not, they'll work you a great cash deal as well. You can find them online on the website, rushtoreason.com/Novus. It's N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, folks, Barber's Foods, it is literally farm to table. You literally know, or I should say he, Greg, knows where that animal was raised, the type of conditions it was under, how it was processed, and ultimately how it gets to your table. And you won't find that anywhere else that I know of in town. Barber's Foods is the place to go. In fact, so much so that they'll literally ship anything to anybody you've got, anybody out there that you've got. So if you've got a family member even that would love to have some of the best tasting meat, you can make that a gift or they can buy direct. It's barbersfoods.com. That's with two S's, barbersfoods.com.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
No liberal media bias here.
This is Rush to Reason.
And it is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Julie Marchio joining us now from Ascent Health Center. Dr. Julie, are you staying warm this week?
We are staying warm, but we're sad about the news of Rush Limbaugh.
I know. I talked about that coming on today, and it's very, very sad. Yeah, I said it this way, and I mean it, Dr. Julie. Literally, you and I probably would not be talking on air today in this particular arena had Rush Limbaugh not done what he did.
Very true. And he is getting such hate things. It's just so crazy. You know, we're not taking care of ourselves mentally and emotionally if those are the kind of messages that we're posting, no matter what you think.
You know, and one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today is really that emotional side of health, which, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, we sort of forget that there's that component. And, you know, I think what I'd like you to talk about is just how not only the things we do in life when it comes to, you know, sleep and activity and all of that, but just in general, the stuff that we go through in regards to even what you just said a moment ago, when you look at where the world is and what's going on, it does have an effect upon our mental health. How do we, you know, how do we deal with that? And how can you at Ascent Health Center help that?
Well, the approach that we take is not just straight medical. And I think that's what people are looking for right now with our neurofeedback. That has been a real help during this COVID time. I mean, parents have had so much anxiety sitting at home. I mean, we love our children, but honest to goodness, sitting at home for 8 hours a day trying to manage your own life and your children and worrying about them and what's happening, it has taken a toll, not just on kids, but on parents.
Agree.
And neurofeedback is a beautiful tool.
I'm going to stop you for 1 second. I know it's a tool. Explain how it works. I know we've done this in the past, but you know, somebody comes in, walk us through the process.
So when someone comes in, we do an assessment, which means we really do an intake that asks questions about how they're feeling, how they conduct themselves, what their stressors might be, for our kids, a lot of times it's, can they not sit still in class? Do they get distracted easily? Do they have messy handwriting? Are they poor at math? Then it's questions like, are you having trouble focusing? Do you forget people's names easily? Are you not sleeping well? Do you have addictive or compulsive behaviors? Mm-hmm. And so we go through a whole litany that takes us about an hour of figuring out where the dysregulation is. Is it more anxiety? Is it more dysregulation that's causing stomach aches and headaches? And so differentiating between those two categories, then we know what area of the brain to start training in. And it's everything from reading comprehension to not being able to sleep at night. And not being able to sleep at night for children or adults, you cannot repair and have your body heal. And so sometimes just using neurofeedback to get our patients to be able to sleep, that in and of itself helps them heal. Right. You're less grouchy to your children. You're able to make better decisions. And so we're missing sleep right now. Even though we're home and maybe we're not busy, I don't think we're resting and restoring and sleeping. And I think that's very difficult.
I agree. I say that because I think it's, you know, I can look in the mirror and say that. I can talk to other people that could say that. I mean, I think it's just, you know, you said this a moment ago about the world we live in, and unfortunately, it is the world we live in, and it has changed a lot in the past year, you know, in regards to COVID and all of those things. And, you know, I was talking to Michael Bailey a few minutes ago, and he's on the other end of where you are, of course, because he's the afterlife guy. In other words, he's making sure that things are handled before you die. You're making sure we don't die. So you two kind of actually complement each other. You know, you're competing with each other. I don't know which one it is, but one way or the other. You know, I was talking to Michael, and you know, the reality is, you know, Julie, we do live in a different world today than we did prior. I mean, the environments are different for people. Their job might be different now than it was. The stresses of, you know, just everything in life. And by the way, and you know this, some people handle stress much better than others. You know, I tend to think I handle stress pretty well, given all the things that, come my way. But I'm not normal in that way. Most people don't handle stress really well. And it really, in a lot of ways, Dr. Julie, it can be all-consuming to some people.
Well, and just exhausting. And then they start to break down. I had a patient who got up in the middle of the night, fell over, broke his collarbone, hit his head. And so that progressed, and we, you know, ended up treating a concussion, treating the fracture, treating what the concussive symptoms were, and it all stemmed from adrenal fatigue.
Wow.
Just being exhausted in the first place, really trying to take care of everyone else, which is incredible and awesome and beautiful, but we have to take care of ourselves first.
Yeah, it's that old being on the airplane and the oxygen mask drops. You've got to put yours
right
on first before you can help any of the other passengers, kids, family that are around you.
Yes.
Because if you're passed
that
out in the seat, now they're helping you.
Right.
Literally. And you know, what you just said on that end of it is the same
really
way. Yeah, it's the same way in our world. You know, for us, if we're the ones now that because we didn't keep track of things on our end and we're now the one having to be cared for, well, now we just threw another monkey wrench into things.
Right. It's just another, I mean, I hate to call it a burden, but it is a
burden
to the people around us that are having to take care of it.
Yeah, and that again, that's where you and, you know, really you and Michael Bailey really do work hand in hand, because both of you are looking at this in a way where, what do I do to relieve the burdens on my family? With Michael, it's an estate plan and making sure you don't leave a mess when you leave this earth. In your world, you're trying to get everybody to be healthy and feel great and handle that stress and pressure correctly. So again, you're not that burden to the family. You're actually a solution, not a burden.
Right. And it's true. Taking that weight off, that end of life weight, or staying healthy so that there isn't that long time hospice. I mean, I think I mentioned my brother just went through a huge surgery, and just to see someone sitting in the hospital due to a degenerative condition that may or may not have been able to be prevented, in all honesty, but just at some point taking care of ourselves far outweighs sitting in the hospital wondering if we're ever going to get out.
Agree. You know, the other thing I think, and I talked to Michael about what he does, his practice in the estate world, and you're the same way. And I think the biggest reason that folks don't do these things, you or Michael, is fear. Let's face it, it's fear. In your world, it's fear of not enough time, you're going to be expensive when I go see you, although that's not the case because I look at it as an investment, much like it is with Michael. But there's this fear factor, and you know, there's no sense in us denying it. It exists. So I guess I'm going to ask you directly, what would you tell folks that have that fear factor of coming in? What do you tell them to dispel that fear and get them to call and come in?
You know, a lot of our clientele our whole life has been referral. So when you get a direct referral, they're already coming in with confidence. So this being one of the avenues that we're trying to reach more people that may or may not already have confidence in them, I'd want them to know that we sit down and we listen to you. It is personalized. Hmm. It is specific to what you need. We spend time with our clients. We make sure that you're heard for the goals that you're trying to achieve, instead of feeling like, oh yeah, you know, I got an adjustment, or I bought a bunch of pills, or I walked into X store and picked up some things that were around the counter and I think I'm doing a good job. I mean, we really take the time to listen to what your long-term goals are.
Perfect. Everybody listening, I think that is, it's spot on, and I will tell you that, you know, my brother and I have talked a lot here recently just about overall, you know, healthcare and all of the stuff that surround that. Dr. Julian, you know his situation and kind of what's going on there. And I will tell you that, you know, both he and I, you know, we really, I guess, have learned a lot in the last few years, in that the regular medical community, their answer to most things is, here's a pill, go take this, you'll feel better. Your approach is completely the opposite. It's more of, why are you this way? What do we do to fix that so you don't feel this way? Let's get all that fixed first, then let's see how you feel at the end of the day.
Absolutely, yes. And it prevents a lot of stress and degeneration and frustration in the long run.
Amen. Dr. Julie Marchio, again, Ascent Health
awesome.
Center.
Thank
How
you.
Do folks get a hold of you, Dr. Julie? Give me your number.
303-343-8800.
Perfect.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Julie, thanks. Love you. Have a great rest of your day. And folks, I do mean that. If you want to have a different healthcare experience and really understand what's going on with you, your brain, your body, your life, and how to make those adjustments to make things better so you can handle things in a better fashion like we just talked about, give Dr. Julie a call today. I mean that sincerely. It's AscentHealthCenter.com or call 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right, Steve Horvath, owner of Geno's Auto Service. I spoke to him today. And you know what? He'd love to take care of you, your vehicle, whatever you've got going on. And yes, it's been cold. Yes, we've had issues, and it may have had an ill effect upon your vehicle. If so, get it into Geno's today. 303-794-6700. That's Geno's with a J. It's Geno'sAutoservice.com.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@RushToReason.com.
Small business entrepreneurs are the engine that runs the United States economy. PBIs, those politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, are pushing forward policies, taxation, and regulations that make it more difficult for small to mid-sized businesses to thrive and prosper. Why? Kim Munson here. Thursday, I'll ask the owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, Hal Van Herke. Plus, Dr. Jill Vecchio will weigh in on the latest regarding the acquittal of President Trump and the Biden agenda. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dr. Kristen Willemeyer joining us now. She's been on before, so welcome back, Dr. Kristen. I appreciate you joining us again today.
Well, thank you so much for having me back on. It's a true pleasure. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing very well. So you are the author, again, of the new book, Biohack Your Brain, How to Boost Cognitive Health, performance and power. And again, I want to talk about Dr. Christian just because of everything going on. And we do health and wellness on Wednesdays. And one of our great sponsors, Dr. Julie, who is right along the same lines of you are, as far as keeping our brains healthy and what do we need to do and making sure that we're living life correctly. And with all of that, though, Dr. Christian, I think there's still these misconceptions of really what is our brain and what can it actually do? And I know that sounds really weird for me to say that, but I do think that's the case.
Well, that's a great question. What is our brain? What does it do? You know, most people actually don't think about their brain until something goes wrong.
Right,
you know,
right.
I ran a clinical neuroimaging department. I was a director of research for a large, nationally recognized outpatient psychiatric center, and we did neuroimaging on every person that stepped in the door, but they came in with psychiatric issues, right? Anxiety, depression, right. ADHD, or they had memory problems. And, you know, one of the things that I learned as a scientist is most people have no idea what is going on in their brain unless you image it. And most people will probably never get their brain imaged. So we have this really interesting gray area between we hear about all of these things we should do for our brain, right? Eat the right foods, hydrate, get enough sleep. But I think a lot of people don't have the actual strategies. What are the things that work to influence our brain in a positive way and slow down brain aging? Would you agree?
Yeah, we don't use our brain to learn more about our brain.
Well, who?
Right.
I'll tell you, if I wasn't in this field for 20 years, I don't even know if I would do it either. So I empathize, right? It's only the people who are in it.
In my case, my brother has brain cancer. Most people listening know that. So, you know, we've had some things going on, you know, in our family. And I will tell you, I've learned a lot about some of the things that you're talking about. I think why it's you know, so important for me to have you on and talk about these things, because I know when things there aren't going like they're supposed to, you know, the ill effect it can have on you and everyone around you. So, yeah, to me, this really kind of hits close to home, Dr. Christian, because I've learned a lot in the past couple of years.
Let me ask you, so he has a glioblastoma?
Yes.
Okay, and are they putting him on a very specific nutritional regimen? Is he doing a ketogenic diet? Is he... What kind of dietary modifications have they made?
You know, they did a lot of that early on. And of course, he was at MD Anderson down in Texas. So they did lots of different trials and things along those lines, not only what you're talking about, but with, you know, immunotherapy and other things that they can, you know, try to do to, you know, to get things, you know, handled, you know, so surgery first, and of course, all the other things after, radiation, what have you, to try to get things, you know, handled, which, and again, sure. I learned a lot even along those lines and didn't really realize, you know, you hear people talk about radiation, but it's, and it does what it's supposed to do, but it can be very damaging at the same time.
It can be that both the chemotherapy and the radiation, you know, we would, again, we did brain imaging in our clinic, and there's something called chemo brain. So, you know, you need the chemotherapy to take care of the cancer, but
right.
then we have to do what we would call like a brain rehabilitation protocol afterwards to help
right.
support brain function. And, you know, there's a lot of things that people could do, and I know we touched on some of them the last time that I was on air, but, you know, most people don't realize that the foods that we eat every single day are either helping to support our brain health or accelerate its decline. And, you know, it's simple things like eating antioxidant-rich foods that will help protect the brain, you know, the 2 servings of fruit per day and 3 vegetables per day, you know, and eating organic and non-GMO if possible. I know we hear that all of the time, but it is so important because the brain weighs 2% of it, take up 2% of our body's weight, but it utilizes 20% of our body's energy, and we need to protect the neurons. And those antioxidants and anti-inflammatory foods are what will do that. So when I'm working with patients, I really try to get everybody to commit to that, 2 servings of fruit, 3 servings of vegetables. Not hard. And when you do that, the beauty of it is those are loaded with fiber, and that fiber is going to help your microbiome, right? We always hear about the brain-gut connection.
Right.
And most people should be getting about 33 grams of fiber in per day. So how do you get that much in? A cup of berries is close to 10 grams of fiber. So again, if you're eating the 2 servings of fruit, 3 servings of vegetables, you're checking off those boxes. You're getting the good fiber. You're helping to fuel the healthy bacteria that are in your gut. So there are what we call prebiotic foods and probiotic foods. So some of these fiber-laden foods are actually supporting the health of your gut. That's going to help your immune system, which we need now more than ever during COVID, right? People are like, what do we do during COVID? Eat an anti-inflammatory diet. The foods that you put in help your gut. There is where a majority of your immune system resides. And it's these simple little things. I know I think they're simple, but when you do them repeatedly, so the 2 servings of fruit, 3 servings of vegetables, you know, the anti-inflammatory foods and supplements like omega-3 fatty acids, whether you're getting those through fish, you know, that you consume each week. Most people don't know that 1 to 2 servings of a baked or broiled fish consistently over time, over a 6-month period of time, was shown to grow brain volume in the hippocampus, the area of the brain important in learning and memory. Again, if you're not a fan of fish, you can have walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, you know, marine-based algae, all of that. You want to make sure you get those omega-3s in every day. They're anti-inflammatory, so they're going to protect your brain, and they're loaded with antioxidants. And again, your brain, 60% fat. So we need those brain healthy fats. And I want to share with you, because this is a really cool, I call it a fun fact, but they're now doing studies on walnuts. So there was a longitudinal study done in China, of all places, where they looked at dietary consumption of nuts, walnuts, almonds, peanuts, over the course of 15 years, and found that people who had 10 to 12 nuts per day over the course of those 15 years improved their cognitive function by 60%.
Wow.
And that was so big that they're now doing dietary studies using neuroimaging to see if we should be having walnuts, the consumption of nuts, be more of a public health policy. So we're going to start seeing the use of foods to help improve our cognitive aging.
Awesome. Again, folks, we're talking to Dr. Kristen Willemeyer, Biohack Your Brain. It's a new book. You can get it now. It came out here just towards the end of the year. You can also go to her website. It's Dr. Willemeyer, and that's WILLEUMIER.com. And you can find lots of different things there. Sign up for a newsletter and so on. And I would encourage you to do so. Dr. Kristen, when it comes to, you know, we see so many things now on, you know, we hear it on the radio, we see it on TV, it's coming into our inboxes, it's coming in through social media, and all of these, I don't know how I should even say it, but I don't know if I should call them gimmicks or not, because I guess that's the question for you. Are they really real? And we get all these things that come in that say, here's this particular, pill you can take, and it's going to, it's a supersonic pill for your brain, or eat this food, and it's going to do wonders for your brain. And, on and on we go, these superfoods, if you would. Is there anything outside of what you just said with normal dietary intake that really does help in those areas, or is it really kind of gimmicky?
You know, it's funny that I love that you asked that question, because it's really important. And, I agree, you get bombarded with all of these messages and you don't know what works and what doesn't work. Part of the reason why I wrote Biohack Your Brain is it is loaded with everything that I've learned in the clinical setting, using dietary interventions and even nutraceuticals to help support brain function. And I will tell you, when it comes to things like nutritional supplements, even I was skeptical 20 years ago. I was probably like most people, do supplements really do anything to the brain?
Right.
And having done neuroimaging studies, looking at the efficacy of very specific supplements on brain function, I can say, yes, they do things in the brain. The key is you need to know about the particular supplement you're taking. And this is where you have to do your research, or you have to see if there's been a white paper or a peer-reviewed paper written about it. And that's the difference. So it's almost like you have to be a scientist and investigate to see if it really works. Now, something like an omega-3 fatty acid, absolutely. I think everybody should be either taking a fish oil supplement or making sure they get their omega-3 through their diet. That's essential. And I really think a brain-healthy diet, learning how to eat in a healthier way, which the Mediterranean diet has been shown in the peer-reviewed literature to slow and reverse brain aging. When people follow it, it can slow brain aging by as much as 4.5 years if followed moderately, or 7.5 years if followed rigorously. So, and that's not gimmicky. That's real science. So if people want to really take control of their health, I would say starting with something as simple as the Mediterranean diet, but following it, it actually, there's a protocol in what you're supposed to do. I taught it in the clinical setting. So I had to teach people how many fruits, how many vegetables, how many legumes, right? How much dairy you can have, how many whole grains. It's very specific, but if you commit to it, it can really work to help your brain.
Okay.
Supplements. Yeah, supplements are different. We could go into a whole dialogue on that.
Well, and you know what? And we will have you back in the future, so we may very well do that, because it's great information. All right, I do want to shift gears for just one moment, because Charlie, my engineer, and myself both are very curious, and if you want to talk about it, fine. If not, I understand as well. But you were on a reality TV show as well, correct?
I was on The Mole.
How long ago was that?
That was in, 2008, I believe, I was on The Mole. That was filmed in South America, and it was an extraordinary experience. Are you a reality TV fan?
Yes, I am, actually. I can't say that I, go home and watch it every single night, that sort of a thing. But yeah, no, I actually, and to me, I like it because I know some things get scripted and so on, but it's, for the most part, reality. I think that's why people watch it.
It is. I will tell you, as somebody who's been on a reality television show, I think back in the day, in 2008, it was big. I mean, Anderson Cooper had initially hosted those shows, and I think 30 million viewers were watching it. When I was on my season, it averaged 7 to 8 million viewers. Hmm. And the reason why I loved being on The Mole is they called it the smartest reality show on television.
Okay.
I hadn't planned on going on it. Actually, a friend of mine knew one of the casting agents and thought that I would, be a great fit for the show, right? I'm a scientist, I'm athletic. I used to show horses competitively, and, they thought it would be fun for me. So I signed up, and they invited me on. It was actually a really fun process. And I'll tell you, having been on a reality TV show, it is not scripted. The whole thing was just a wild adventure, starting with landing in, so we were in South America, Chile. The very first challenge is I had to go over a 40-meter waterfall tied to a zip line. I had to grab a bag of money as we were going over the falls. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, what did I just get myself into?
Right.
Nobody can prepare you for doing something like The Mole, because those challenges are very adrenaline-filled, bungee jumping, going over the side of a waterfall, running up the side of a mountain. I think that was what was fun for me.
So dumb question on my part. Is all of that like one take, you film going over the waterfall, doing what you need to do, or are there ever redos on that sort of thing?
There are no redos. It is one take, and you usually have a cameraman that's assigned to you. So I had somebody who, like a cameraman, a guy with a boom and a mic, who followed me for the entire month and a half that I was there. So you get very comfortable with people following you. And I laugh because even when you sleep at night, in your hotel room, you can't lock the door. Like, a camera guy can come in and film you sleeping. So
weird.
They literally get you. Yeah. 24/7. It is, It is as real as it gets.
Mentally, then, so, you know, back to the brain. How does all of that, you know, work on, you know, not only you but other contestants as far as the mental side? Because you got to believe that wears on certain people, you know, differently than it does others.
It does, and they're really clever in the way they cast the show. So you have to go through these, you know, psychological profiles, and they pick people with different characteristics, you know, and I think to incite drama. I shouldn't say I think. It just happens. And they know how to, you know, they knew who they're going to room together to kind of get that drama for the cameras. And by the way, you know, at least on my season, I never knew when I was eating. So I'm in South America. I don't have any money. They just tell you where you're going. You know, you wake up, you're getting on a bus, you're going to Brazil or Argentina. Mm. And you just, like I said, so you don't know when you're eating. You have a cameraman with you at 24/7. You're with people who are very different than you. And,
sure.
And on my show, we were competing for $500,000. So there was money on the line.
Right, right.
And here's what's also fascinating. Here we are during this time of COVID and social isolation. So I was isolated from my family and from media, you know, for the entire month and a half I was gone.
Wow.
And that was a really fascinating experience too, right? You don't have any access to the outside world. So the only people that you're friends with are your fellow castmates and the people that are filming you. So
you could have all sorts of things going on in the world around you, and unless it's something they feel like they need to share with you, you're in the dark.
Oh, you're completely in the dark.
Hmm.
And your whole goal, I mean, thankfully for me, I'm, you know, singularly focused and I'm really athletic. So I think I loved being on there for the, you know, athletic challenges and the mental challenges.
Right.
So that kind of a show really worked for how I was wired. And I also love being on the fly. I love not knowing where I'm going. I have that sense of adventure. So they certainly, you know, cast the right person. And I know a lot of people thought that I was the mole. Because being a neuroscientist,
right,
you know, they just assumed, like, who is this, you know, 6-foot blonde? You know, I think kind of threw people for a loop because you look at me, before that I used to model. So people couldn't tell, like, is this girl an actor? Is she really a scientist? I think people just didn't know what to think of me. But I loved it. It was a lot of fun.
How awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, and I know we're running out of time. I got a minute or so left. What would you say was your biggest takeaway from all of that?
From my experience on the mole?
Yeah.
You know what? I loved, honestly, I think I just loved the adventures and the challenges. And I'll tell you, I made great friendships. I'm still really close to everybody that I filmed with. And I wasn't expecting that.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it was, and I have a real appreciation for what it entails to put this show on air. I mean, I think it costs $30 to $40 million to film that show. People don't realize.
That's
like,
a lot.
There's a huge
yes.
budget, and it's, so, you know, there are these shows like The Bachelor that are on. Once it's over, you then have to go for another month or two without saying a word of what happened.
Mm.
So it's just a whole, it was a fascinating experience.
That is so awesome. Again, Dr. Kristen Willemeyer, you can buy her book, Biohack Your Brain, How to Boost Cognitive Health, Performance, and Power, or go to her website. And Dr. Kristen, again, I really appreciate it. Love to have you back and even talk more about supplements and those things when it comes to, you know, just the brain and how to stay healthy. And really, the reason I do an hour a week on this is to get people in that mode to think about their health, to really live the life they can to their fullest and feel good doing it, because I think there's a lot of folks out there that just don't feel very well.
I love that. And it would be a true honor to come back and speak with you again. I love coming on your show.
I appreciate it. This is great. Dr. Kristen, I thank you very much. I really do. I appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening and your week, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great evening. Again, Dr. Kristen Willemeyer, and it's WILLEUMIER. ER. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks, and they want to help you out with your vehicle. And, you know, that can be a strain as well, even a mental strain when things with the vehicle are not working correctly. Let Extreme Auto Repair help you take some of that strain away. And I mean that really sincerely. They'll give you a loaner car, do whatever they need to do to get your vehicle back on the road. 303-841-1071, or find them again at klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, folks, we just talked there with Dr. Kristen about your brain health, Dr. Julie as well. And we talk a lot on Wednesdays about your physical health, your mental health, but you have financial health as well that needs cared for, and that's where Al Smith from Golden Eagle comes into play. He will help you in that financial world, making sure that you're healthy, you'll get to retirement, and then stay there with whatever it is you want to do when you get there. So go to klzradio.com, find Al there, or call 303-744-1128.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Here for Chevrolet, folks, and as I look out the window right now, we got a little more weather coming in, and we're not out of the woods yet. We're going to have more weather as we go through the rest of this winter, and then even into spring in Colorado, we can get some severe weather. So make sure that you're where you need to be vehicle-wise, and I mean that. And I talked about this morning with my dad, and it's still amazing to me that there's a lot of folks out there that kind of look at the vehicle as sort of that last thing in their life they need to care for, even though it's the lifeblood in a lot of ways from, you know, for you getting to work, getting the kids where they need to go, getting things done. And you need to make sure you've got reliable transportation. So make sure Purefoy Chevrolet is number one on your list if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle. You can shop online at purefoychevrolet.com or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Register now for a free retirement planning workshop with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at the Littleton Cafe. Dinner included, Thursday, February 18th at 6:30 p.m. Sign up now at klzradio.com/money.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Wind it down this first hour, which I think we will replay this hour between 6 and 7 tonight. I'll explain to Charlie in a moment as to why, but he's nodding his head, and we most likely will do that. It was a great hour. Really enjoyed talking to Dr. Kristen Willemeyer, and, of course, Dr. Julie, as always, gave us some great tips, so we'll get those back out again. So if you missed any of this first hour and you want somebody else to hear it, or you yourself want to hear it again, you can listen between 6 and 7 tonight. We will replay this first hour. So up next, I've got, of course, Richard Battle, who always joins us each week. We're going to talk about Trump's presidency in the rearview mirror. What are the three T's preventing political progress? We'll be right back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.